Excel Mocha, my name is Letabo Mukwena from Walk Fresh, Sneaker Cleaning and Shoe Care Company, and I'm sipping the best tea in the city.
Best tea in the city. On the streets, on the air.
I've just been saying to Letabo off air that, you know, once I like more soul sessions, Letabo.
Yeah.
But when I post my, you know, gig guide, can't help it.
With this song.
I can't help it. And I was like, how? T, are you back playing house? I'm like, no, but guys, give a song its props.
That's the one.
And soul sessions, what do? They spread love, peace, and happiness.
100%.
Come on.
100%.
The message is universal.
Yeah.
Hey, Munna, 10 years.
Sure, but a T.
I remember the first time you were here. In fact, Dreamer, Yaslika.
Yes.
And RJ Benjamin, yes, brought tears to your eyes because, yes, you're like, I finally managed to manifest the dream I had.
Yeah.
Because when you had the dream about Walk Fresh, you didn't even know where to start, but here you are.
100%.
And now we're celebrating 10 years?
Yeah.
Walking
full circle,
fresh.
Full circle. Full circle.
Exactly. It has to come full circle.
Full circle.
Tell me.
I mean, even being here is full circle, right?
Yeah.
I think post that interview, even the personal relationship we built, you and I, had a big role in the journey. I mean, you know, I used to call you about the ghost.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. How do I manage this?
Yeah, how do we maneuver this?
Yes. How do I fire a guy,
yeah,
who's dropping the ball, but I started this thing with him?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been quite an interesting and fulfilling journey, and I think you learn through the fire.
Oh yeah,
yeah, bro. You learn through the fire about yourself, about business, about people, about family. I think my journey has been a revealer.
Yeah.
It hasn't changed a lot, but it just revealed a lot for me.
Sure.
So I
fair and unfair, ne?
100%, the good and the bad.
Yeah.
The good and the bad, equally so, you know. And just learning the seasons,
yeah,
you know, knowing when to push and knowing when to pull, you know.
Mm.
But it's been, to answer your question, it's been a fulfilling journey, which is still ongoing. I mean, I was 25 when I met you.
Yeah.
I'm 34.
Listen to that.
You know?
Happy Youth Month, man.
Shout out. Hey, this is my last year as a youth. Hey, Meleke Kabelle. Hey, I must apply for all the youth grants now. Hey, yeah. It's time, my time.
10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, some business don't even make it past 2 or 3 years.
I've seen a few who haven't. I have friends.
That you started the journey with.
Yes. And I have friends who've started businesses and they've had to unplug. And I don't think it is bad.
Mm-mm.
A, the price is too steep. The price for this thing is too steep. Steep. I have days where I was in a podcast with a friend of mine, and I said, I'm an honest person, I like to believe.
Mm.
If I knew I would have gone through all of that, I don't think I would have done it, Patsy.
Yeah.
The price is too steep. I've lost a lot of good people around me because of this. And not because of beefs or whatever, but my absence. Because
it's time.
You
want money?
and
make sure,
yeah,
just know that time is not going to be on your side.
And I've learned the saying, die a superhero or live long enough to become the villain. I saw myself necessarily so becoming the villain, you know. And I saw my uncle die a said superhero, you know.
Oh,
so you learn, man.
I'll ask a question that we started the show with. Why didn't you just leave?
I'm not a quitter. I failed varsity twice. It took me 5 years to finish a 3-year degree because I can't quit.
Hmm.
I need to see things through.
Hmm.
And to my demise, to an extent, because sometimes you need to know when to leave, you know?
Yeah.
But because of how much I love what Walk Fresh allows me to do.
Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to figure out my calling as a young man.
Mm.
And I've been pursuing that ever since, you know, so.
But there was a time when Walk Fresh didn't love you back.
I think, and I don't think it still does, hey? I genuinely don't, because it's constantly trying to kill me, you know? I don't think it does. But through that, I've learned to remove emotion from business.
Really?
It's not meant to love me. It's meant to serve me.
Oh, come on now.
I've also...
Paradigm shift.
A complete paradigm shift, you know? And just how I view life, you know? Learning how to remove emotion from business, I think, is a big contributor to the 10-year journey. Because then you know what time it is. You constantly know what time it is. You know, do I choose Pelo? Or do I choose the sustainability of other people's life who are employed by this thing? Mm. This is bigger than myself.
Yeah.
This is bigger than employee number one. And we're not going to compromise it off of fleeting emotions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? So I used to think it would love me. But hush up. It's fine. Yeah, I get the job done.
Oksala yourself.
I got the results.
And, yeah.
You know? So...
All this wisdom, is it coming because of the journey, or are you tapping into something, some knowledge, some textbook, some book? Are you talking to someone? Are you at Proudly SA and you're sitting with the doyen of marketing and saying, but this is happy, how do I see this thing through?
I mean, I'm constantly learning, right? Mm-hmm. Through conversations, and I'm an avid reader. I think my only flop is that I read a lot of political aligned things.
Oh, okay.
And then... Once you go into that rabbit hole, politics and business, two antagonizing ideals, right?
Yeah.
But I don't believe I don't want to learn with my skin. I want to ask first. That's why I always call you. Even yesterday I had a very tricky situation with a friend, and because I know my season, I'm in a very I hit back. This is my season of hitting back.
Oh, okay.
Once together, I retaliate, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And a friend said something, some banter, and I call the other friend, Kari, AQ. I think because of where I am, I might misread what this guy is saying.
That's right.
You and I know him. How do you interpret it? Then I responded, right?
Yeah.
So that's the person I am. I don't believe I know everything. I always want to ask.
The art of any business and life is to know yourself.
Yeah, no. Are the self.
It doesn't even take you to stand in front of a mirror for 5 minutes to look deep into your eyes. It has to be coupled with some experiences.
I would argue that through hardships.
Sure.
We've been taught that...
Or loss. Like Eugene Kosa says, the minute you love loss and you don't divorce yourself from it, the quicker and wiser you'll become.
I have a very, very good... This is a good guy, a hot man of mine, who's been mentoring me here and there, just as you've been. Anile Makadla, shout out to him.
Hi, Ant.
He once said to me, walk towards the pain.
Don't avoid it.
Yeah, whatever is difficult, go there first.
Face.
And it unlocked me.
Face your responsibility.
Yeah, it unlocked me. So even on my to-do list, top five is the hard things first. When I write a to-do list every morning, I ask, what's difficult to do today? Is it a difficult conversation? Is it a difficult payment? And I do that first. And I've released myself for the rest of the day. You know, so Andile once said, no, my man, walk towards the pain. If you familiarize yourself with that, walk towards failure, because it's going to happen. It's inevitable. Get it out the way. Fail, learn, move. So I think that's been...
Wow, but that's harsh.
You'd be like that sometimes.
Hey, I'm getting goosebumps just hearing those words, because at the time, you are sitting across Andile hoping for a solution, not necessarily wisdom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're hoping for a solution and he throws wisdom at you. You're like, ah.
And he was like, nah, we've all been through that.
Wow.
Do the hard things, man. That's why you're here. It's not why everyone doesn't do this. It's not for everyone. And for those who do it, you have to take the punches and know when it's time to give the punches.
I want to talk about the tax you paid. You talk about you becoming a villain. Which aspects of your life were deeply affected to see the success of WorkFresh?
I would honestly say my friendships, right? I'm a big community person. I believe in community. And even in my tough times, my community carried me, right? Mm. And because I'm very confrontational in my nature, I'm not the easiest person to approach when you, when I've done something wrong, right? And because of my absence, like I said, Pati, I've seen my friends start families, buy houses, have kids, and get married, and I've just been focused on this, you know? And that has been a very hefty price for me, because I look back and I said, yo, I really valued that connection. I really valued that relationship with that person. And I know they meant well. It's just that my capacity was very limited at the time.
Sure.
You know? Ooh. And the very little you have, you want for yourself.
That's
also
right.
I'm a very emotional, I'm a very like soft person. So I really also want to always zone back in into myself.
Yeah.
And there's very little time for that, because it's always on. At least your team can knock off and say, hey, Jogi, 6 o'clock. And I
get Yeah.
You know?
Not you.
Until you set the boundaries, right? And so my team knows, don't text me after 6. Why? Do you shop at the late? Unless if a shop is burning, you know? So you learn to set those boundaries and stop being a superhero. But I think...
Too late sometimes to set the boundaries? Because maybe they've already cost you a bit more?
Yes. And that's the school fees.
Oh,
remember, Bati, with me... There was no blueprint. With all the things that I had to do in business, I had to sit down and brainstorm Giliwan. How do we get Pati's shoes back to him within 48 hours? We have one car, and the guys have to go to a house called in Omond, which is the south. Pati lives on the other side of town, you know? But what I'm trying to say is that I haven't had a blueprint, and I wouldn't even say too late. What's the criteria?
Exactly.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I had to learn on the ball. And that's why I get annoyed when I have to be matched with other people. I'm just like, I'm on my own journey, you know? Humbly so, I'm on my own journey, because the type of things that we've had to deal with, that's a bab, you know? It's not child's play, you know?
We hear of CEOs who run multinational companies. And some go for triple bypasses. Yet they're managing not their own business. You know what I mean? But because they are one with that business, they are the final accounting officer, right? They must fall on the sword like any captain. What has been your triple bypass? Was it a relationship romantically? Was it a child? What was it? Because there's a cost, like you said, you did pay your school fees, but there's a cost that when you look back, you're like, besides friendships, this is heavier than any other.
My uncle's death.
No.
Yeah. I'm still teary when I'm thinking about it even now. Anyone who knows me will tell you how I grew up with, I don't want to say raised by him, I grew up with him, right? Because my uncle was fairly young. And at the time that he passed away, him and I were not on good terms. And a big part of that is because I was not around. And a big part of our fight was like, "Emi bra kan naotle hai, dinsa." So let's do mbumu swen. Come, I shall be. And I guess you know. And it only took. And I said on Facebook, what grief has taught me is the importance of an apology, of receiving and accepting, and giving an apology. Because once they're relaxed in the grave, my brother, you're taking chances.
Yeah.
You know? So I think the biggest knock for me, and that's what took me to a psyche hospital, you know?
Did you?
Yeah, because it came at the time where I was also crashing. I was also burning out.
Oh, my word. So you were hit from
all sides, right?
All angles, yeah.
And
hey, the top.
Yeah, so I think for me, that was the highest price, because... And even in the things that I do today, the achievements, the personal achievements that I have today, and some of the things that we spoke about, and you're like, because I know we could have. Then you realize, this thing is actually worthless. What makes it valuable is who you shared with.
That's
you know?
Right.
So for me, the highest price was really, because some of the other things I've been able to reconnect, because I'm a very honest person. I'm able to go back and say, but I think with him, and like I said to you, my uncle died a sad superhero. My uncle was loved by people, and by the on his deathbed, those people were not there, you know. And I don't have grudges with those people, but it was a lesson for me.
A
big wake up call to say, where are the boundaries? Where is the line? What do you leave for yourself? You know, self preservation, you know. So I had to deal with that. And I think that journey and experience allowed me to circle back to myself.
Sure.
You know, but that, to answer your question, that, that I feel, I to yeah. this day, I feel like everything else I've been managed to get on the man. I came all but I think that loss for me, and it came a month after I lost another friend, then he passes away. 2 weeks later, I lose a business partner. So that period of my life was quite intense, you know. So
yeah. Here's the thing. We're talking
also, by the way, his name is Alexandra Butikhope Mabudoi.
Hola, Alex. Shine on this man. From the celestial world, man. And I know you're a good angel. Now, here's something that just hit me. 34 years old, you can coach a 74-year-old man about what life is about. More about this man after this.
Hey, Grootman Tibo. Aye, Ultabo, Grootman, yes, inspire, Grootman, yes, inspire. Aye, Nakumula Nagukaya, please. Aye, Grootman, all the best. 10 years. Aye, Asinosinan. Yeah, Intenkul, Grootman. All the best, Grootman. Well done. We keep on working fresh. Vicho.
I just like to say big ups to Ultabo. That man basically took me out of depression. My business was going under, and, you know, I was not anticipating him pushing me to, you know, enter competition a few years ago. And he's been a great mentor, and I've learned so much from him. And I believe that in the next 20 years, Walk Fresh will definitely be a global company. And yeah, man, big up to him for representing us.
Excel Mocha, my name is Letabo Mugwena from Walk Fresh, Sneaker Cleaning and Shoe Care Company, and I'm sipping the best tea in the city.
Best tea in the city. On the streets, on the air.
The man behind the brand, the movement, if you will, the franchise, if you will. Is it a franchise yet?
Not yet. Nah, we're still in control. We are in charge, yeah, Chief. we're in charge. Yeah, we're still in control.
Yeah.
Not yet, yeah. Work in progress.
You talk about you having to leave Joburg and be planted in Cape Town. Mm. And the reason was business, right?
Yes.
But tell me about that sacrifice in terms of the change of scenery, new environment and so on, and what it does on you as an entrepreneur, first, two, as a nephew, as a friend, maybe even as a lover.
So I always say to my friends, this is my philosophy, right? This is my mantra. To live, you must leave, number one. If you want to live, you must leave wherever you are, right? And if you don't decide, the universe will decide, right? All of us, you know when your time is up in a place, but because you're so comfortable, the idea of leaving that place becomes like a nightmare, like it becomes scary. I've wired myself to know, you know. So when the opportunity came for us to open a store in Canal Walk, I said to my best friend Bashimani, my brother, like that's my bro, I said to him, there's nothing I haven't done in Joburg. There's no party I haven't been to. There's no radio interview I haven't done. I opened a shop in Soweto. I opened a shop in Sandton. I opened a shop in Davidson. Ke feeling like a star, mochozi. And if ke stuck in my girlfriend. And I said to him, and this is right in the middle of COVID, right?
Yeah.
And you must understand, when COVID hit, we had to close the shops. I had to move back to the hood. I had to hire 2 rooms. Because next time I didn't want to go back home. I was just like, going back home is it's gonna take me 5 steps back. Leaving home is hard. But during COVID, I said to Bashimani, no, I'm a star in Jersey now. Every room I walk in, next day, sharp. I'm like, nah, it's time to go. And if we think we're really good at what we're doing, as we claim, let's go somewhere where no one knows us. And I didn't even tell people when I moved to Cape Town. To this day, people didn't know. Only now on Raid, I'm saying it, yeah. Right? But I didn't tell anyone. I told my mom a month before, Gara, Lorraine, Gavar. Utu ama Cape Town, Gara Gizimut. Kimo kiwatlo banang te ngure. Kile panzola or not?
Can
I survive there or not? And we didn't even have funding to go there. I got to Cape Town, lived, sustained, and thrived through my business. Right? And because I'm always seeking growth, I didn't have to live there. I could just go there, set up a shop, set up a
team,
come back, go in and out, you know. But I was like,
why was it important for you to be immersed there, as except the fact that you were running away from a comfort zone?
Because I knew Cape Town was a different audience. I had been to Cape Town a few times before I moved there, and I always knew that the LSM is different. I didn't know about the consumer behaviors, and I really wanted to study that. But more than that, I'm a Pan-Africanist, and I had very difficult ideas or reconciliations in my heart around the setup of our country, which is black and white, right? And like I said to you initially, I read a lot of political things. I could feel myself building this hatred towards whiteness, the older I got. And I knew it was not sustainable, right? Especially as a business person. And I said to Bashi, I need to go confront it.
Yeah.
Because it's being bred through reading, not lived experiences.
That's right.
Right?
That's
and like right. I said, I walked towards the pain. I walked towards the difficulty. I said, at that time, I didn't want to coexist with white people. And I can say this honestly because it's something that I've worked on.
Sure.
Right? And I said to my best friend, let me go there in the deep end where it's pure white.
Yeah.
Abo? And let's see. Let's see why, you know. I always want to know what's on the other side of difficulty.
That's
you
right.
know? And I moved there and I realized, come on, man. You see more of what you think of. If you want to buy a pink polo, suddenly you'll see pink polos driving
that's
around.
That's right, the red car effect.
Do you know what I'm saying? So for me, it was a personal thing in terms of dealing with my internal politics.
Yeah.
But it was also that thing of pushing the boundary and saying, "Ntwana ko David Tony nka tloga ko Scotty Pola, eva yo ploma ko Cape Town ka hlatso di teng."
Yeah.
And without reporting to anyone, without announcing it. But every time I come back, and in my head, I'm like, I wish these guys knew. I wish these bulls knew. But
as in, the intention of the move, more than why I opened the business.
The opening of a business is inevitable. You know, we're good at what we're doing. We've paid our
dues. But you see, these are the things we never talk about.
Yeah.
Or these are things that are left for business schools to teach. When you hear that McDonald's is not actually in the business of fast food. Is in the business of property. They buy prime property. That's the business.
But see,
and then here's Letabo saying, the intention to move to Cape Town was more inspired by this. I needed to put myself in, immerse myself to see if what I think is really who I think I am. And subsequent to that is business.
Yes, because in my head I was like, this thing will pay my rent. All I need is a rental plane. Now I'm a hustler. Get over on my chita, etang, makutumela irang, hujua mang, hujuang, regisa inkai, while this thing is paying my rent. And when I got there, that's what I did. Like I said, I thrive on community. I had to get there and find a community. You know? So.
I always have to ask, when a person has learned to be self-sustaining, when you have learned to beg yourself and to be there for yourself, is it easy to accept help, assistance? Does it really look like help?
Like, I don't. I've always believed that you can't do anything by yourself, right? You can't. And to be honest, I know how to ask for help. I just don't know how to ask for help from girls. Now that's my issue. I'm working on it. I'm not perfect. Nice break and go with it. But saying that to a lady, I'm just like, ish, oh, don't buddy say it. You know? And I've had to work on that because in my crash, the reason why I playlisted the song by Blackie is because I was very suicidal at some point.
No.
And I'm at a point where I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful that God, like, reserved me, like, saved my life, right?
Yeah.
And during that season, though, it was women who carried me. It was the females in my life, my friends. Bo Ayanda, Bo Zola, Bo Mamtaki. It was those people who were like constantly like, yo, what do you need? And I'm like, ish, what's up, Ashke? Like, I don't know how I feel about this. So I don't have a problem with asking for help. I'm just working towards learning how to ask for help from like my female counterparts. But even shout out to them. There was a point where I couldn't sleep for 3 days and I was crying. without knowing what Kelalang, and Zola jumped on a flight and was like, okay, friend, I'll come there for 2 days. And she got to Cape Town, just worked from home to chill. And that presence, I was like, yo, I needed this, right? So yeah, it's.
Biggest achievement in the 10 years that you look back and it's still there, except the fact that you've established and trusted yourself with this business. It could be a purchase, it could be a trip somewhere, it could be in a room, you being in a room with people.
My biggest achievement, phew.
You know, there's a moment where you feel like, yeah, there's no going back after this.
Oh no, when I bought my Beamer.
Come on, man.
Hey, I was like, oh, no, no, small. Hey, I said to
Skeke, what do you think?
I said to Bash, no, my friend, no, we're in charge here, you know? I took it so lightly before doing it, right? Because I'm not a car person. Even as a kid, I've never played with cars, you know? But what it signified, right? I finally had something to point to that I can come home and say, oh, this thing is real. This thing, it's real. Check. You know?
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm not obsessed with positions. That's why I always give away things, right? Mm. My uncle taught me to treat things like things and treat humans like humans.
That's right.
So I'm more obsessed with human engagement than things, right?
Yeah.
So even the car, I was just like, so it's hang. But when I got it, I realized, hey, this thing, oh, no, it's nice, you know?
Mm.
And it's one thing to be stressed about work and whatever and going into like a small car. But once you go into a car with leather seats and Harman Kardon sound, you're like, it's not that bad.
Yeah,
no,
man.
No, life I bet, I'm cool.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So I didn't even imagine it being having such an impact in my life. But when I look back, I was like, yo, that's one thing that I did for myself. Because throughout the years, I've been doing for people, paying people, making sure people are covered. And I woke up and say, what am I doing for me? What for me?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that was one of the most selfish thing that I did, that I think that flipped me over, right? Mm-hmm. Because Boy Math says, if I increase my expenses, I'm going to increase my revenue.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. We're flipping the page.
Yeah.
You know? And then I personalized the plates.
Thank you. Guess what I'm playing behind the scenes? My man. You have to tell me why Gene Ammon's feeling good.
I was raised by my aunt. I call her my aunt, Maraki Mangwane.
Yeah.
Ellen Tsuku.
Yeah.
Very strict. I was raised by her.
The matriarchs.
I wish she was listening, but I know she's not. I was raised by her, and every Saturday she used to do spring cleaning.
Yeah.
She used to do spring cleaning in Gondrum and Nerna Le Cassette. So she had, I don't know where she got the cassette actually, but she had the cassette of her favorite songs. And every time she would play this song, my job was to, to go skip it. Right?
Okay.
I always knew, like, how do 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 do. Then I have to go skip it, right, via the cassette tape. And one day, I forgot to skip it. I think I was on the other side of the house, right?
Yeah.
I forgot to skip it, and it played. Hagir, because na Polish, Hagir, ha, mutu ading. Then she's in the bedroom, and I find her crying in the bedroom.
Oh.
Hey, and I, you know, as a kid, she's hey, mutu moholo lang. It's the first time I'm seeing my aunt, my aunt is
and
a
this
dog.
Is, this is a strong person I know.
Yeah, you know? And she was crying. Hey, then I walked away. Then months later, I still keep skipping the song. Months later, I was waiting for the opportunity, you know. Mm. And I'm like, how, mama? And then Pina, and she's like, hey, dog, that song reminds me of my late baby daddy, you know.
Oh.
She's like, that was our song. Jean Amo's feeling good, you know. And I don't want to listen to it, because that guy's death was just devastating for me.
Oh, wow.
Years later, if you play that song, I'm gopa gopa, you know? And this was also my gateway to jazz, this song.
Okay.
Then suddenly,
it takes one song,
yeah? Yeah, then suddenly I'm a big, big jazz poet, you know? But this is one song that reminds me of home, that reminds me of my mom, because she's my mom.
Yeah.
She literally... And it was funny enough, like everyone in the family, Bamutaba, and I'm just like, relax, in time. you know?
Face this pain.
Yes, you know. That's my dedication to my family, to my upbringing, and to my aunt to raise me. Naspana ko checkers used to send me 250 kilo vasite every month. You know, so yeah.
What's her name again?
Ellen Tsoko. Remita Mane Tsoko.
Mane Tsoko, you know this. When you watch this podcast, you know this was all about you.
Hey, let's go. Grew up with him. Rena konka minya rona remita tsep. Gatwamanga taba mitika Fresh Prince, but rena mitika tsep. How to say kiboni like his journey from childhood to university to Adotoma Work Fresh. I was there, High Toma Work Fresh. Each and every step we were there with him. This celebration, yeah, no, yeah, 10 years. We were there with him. Now I just want to say, hey, push and fit, push up, push up, push and jayaka. Wow, hot out, Alerino, Hopola, Nera driver, the taxi. No, Lerena Serele Sharp, or I said it. It's all because of motivation, yeah, how in jayaka. And Angela, how? And I hope you find healing. Sharp and Jacka, put up a hobo to the tour, non gambling now. Zip and zip.
Ah, Linger, I'm Fana Dave to an Fana's got Paula. Aralevo, half a service, a house, Jacka, Richard, hold the Tarona. And the one thing I love is that there's never been a story or a ish, Kulakhade Tatsabachu or any. You know, some businesses. If in nature came to me, most probably, or but with you, it's never been the case, my man. And it's been over 10 years. The only thing I know for Work Fresh here is it just keeps improving. Every time I always say, take good puts or take a shwele, I'm a showcase, but it's also fresh. So keep pushing, Vet, keep pushing, Lingora.
What a dope interview, guys. Yo, listening to the homies' journey and everything, I'm very, very inspired because I want to start a few things myself, but I'm procrastinating. I've saved up a bit. I want to start something. So, yeah, great learning from the guy. What a nice story. What are his handles? Because I know it's Work Fresh. What are his handles? Because you need to follow such people and engage such people. Thank you.
All right, I did post it on Facebook and as well as on my Twitter post. You can check it at TiboZA on both sides, and then you can then find the man. But even if you Google Walk Fresh SA, it just comes up, and there he is. Now, obviously, the next chapter is not only just about, you know, let's bring your shoes, bring your sneakers, let's clean them. I see you are now packaging cleaning material.
Yes. I said to Nomonde from Proudly SA, I said, no one who makes sneaker cleaning detergents right now knows how to clean sneakers. All these big corporates don't know how to clean sneakers. We've been cleaning sneakers for 10 years. What does that mean for us? And because we started as Soul Survivors, where we encourage other entrepreneurs to go into sneaker cleaning, where I mentor other entrepreneurs in sneaker cleaning, I said to my team, how do we get a piece of Work Fresh inside every household?
Yeah.
And that's how we launched these products, and these are products that we've been using and been selling to other sneaker cleaning businesses for the past 7 years.
Okay.
And how do we, our why has always been, how do we rewrite the township business narrative?
Yeah.
How people look at township businesses or township entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Even though they still insist on classifying us as township entrepreneurs. That's even right. If you have a Canal Walk store, right? Mm-hmm. And it's fine. It's just the setup of the country.
Yeah.
But for us, is how do we encourage people from Kwagasi, Majidama, Bucheri, who grew up the way we grew up, with the parents that we have, in this political climate, to say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Still do it anyway. Baba Zabasavadli.
Yeah.
You know? I said to Sleboho, I grew up in a DJ Spoo era of Foster.
That's right.
You know? But I had to go an extra mile and say, how do we commercialize and formalize that? So our next step is really that, how do we put the Work Fresh
in every household?
In every household, in every shelf in the country.
Yeah.
And compete at the highest level, because that's how we see ourselves. We see ourselves as competent young people who can deliver high quality. So that's the next step for us. And I don't want to not to give shout out to my team. I think when you're an entrepreneur, you're always in the forefront. People know, let's have a way. But there's a whole team behind me. So from Kappa to Josie, and this guy who just WhatsApp now and say, my nickname, Because he's a dark skin, bro, you know? So shout out to him, even.
Hola, Sesh.
But yeah, shout out to my team. Thank you for waking up every morning and coming in and cleaning sneakers for a living. I'm not the easiest boss to deal with, but we get the job done. So for me, that's the next chapter for us. We just hired a new general manager.
Yes.
Because I said, hey, we need someone to take care of the stores while I take care of the products, which attests to our growth. So that's the next chapter for us, the detergents, you know.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you so much, Betty.
Thank you for, thank you for being you, man.
100%.
You are a walking business case and we shall forever learn.
100%. Thank you so much.
Keep shining, bro.
Thank you, Betty.
And happy Youth Month for the last time.
Yo, one more time. Thank you, Betty.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.